Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor A Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious-themed broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible, as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Now, today's read-along will be from 2 Kings chapter 18, beginning with verse 34. 2 Kings chapter 18, beginning with verse 34. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services, such as job coaching and employment services, and other help-forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me locally or online at charleneonline.net, available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care is available Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. I have recently extended my hours for phone ordering and customer care to 7:30 p.m. So my new hours are 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sales development team, or Ethnic Fried sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between. Charlene, S-H-E-R-L-E-N-E, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Community announcements. Today is Tony Bennett and Ann Klein's birthday. It's also Social Movement of No Social Media Week, in honor of Black Lives Matter from August 3rd through August 10th. Tomorrow is President Barack Obama's birthday, along with Marcus Houston's birthday. Wednesday is Janet, actor Wilona Woods, Du Bois, Maureen Marsha, actor Marsha, McCormick, Cassie Davis, and Maddox Jolie Pitt's birthday. Thursday, we remember Marvin Hemslick. And the Republican Party debate will be on Fox. It's Dorian Harewood's birthday on Thursday. Friday is Friendship Day. New album, Kill the Lights by Luke Bryan. In theaters, we have Fantastic Four, Dr. Doom, Masterminds, The Gift. And it's David Mann and Charlize Theron's birthday. Sunday, we remember Whitney Houston. For entertainer good deeds, we have Brandon and Leah Jenner welcome daughter Eva James on July 22nd. This is their first child. For Caitlin's son and his wife, the Jackson family patriarch Joe Jackson was admitted July 26th to Sao Paulo Hospital after suffering a stroke. So he's also in our prayers box. Kelly Osborne will join Lifetime's Project Runway Junior as a judge this fall. The fashion design competition will feature contestants between the ages of 14 and 17. Yay! Actress Sherry Shepherd is set to return to ABC's The View next season, which will be in a couple weeks. She will join co-chairs Whoopi Goldberg, Raven Simone, and comedian Michelle Collins. Now, from my understanding, Sherry will be a part-time co-host, but hopefully she'll return on a full-time basis. Bachelorette Season 5 alum Ed Switzkirke tie the knot with Good Day Chicago co-anchor Natalie Bomke in Illinois on July 25th. Olympic gymnast Sean Johnson said yes to Andrew East on July 24th. Quote, "It was a complete surprise," end quote, she tells us, of the Kansas City Chiefs rookie's proposal at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Trey Byers popped the question to Empire co-star Grace Geely on her 31st birthday on July 26th. Quote, "She was totally shocked and elated," says a source. "They celebrated all night," end quote. Also in our prayers box, John Stamos. He announced on July 24th he had left a rehab facility and took a month to care for things. And he also feels grateful for the love and support of family and friends. So in our prayers box, we have the Jackson family, John Stamos, family and friends, Whitney Houston, family and friends, Bobby Christina Brown's family and friends, along with her family set. So let's keep them in prayer. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books. In the books are chapters. In the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Kings chapter 18, beginning with verse 34. My audience, let's prepare for our religious-themed discussion. Ready? Let's begin. Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? Where are the gods of Zephorim, Hena, and Eva? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of mine hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of mine hand? But the people held their peace and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, saying, answer him not. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servant of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say to your masters, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, which with the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard say of Tirhakah, king of Ethiopia, behold, he has come out to fight against thee, he sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan, and Hazran, and Rezeph, and the children of Eden, which were in de Lasar? Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad and the king of the city of Zeph-Arvaim and Hina and Eva? And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone. Of all the kings of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open up, Lord, thine eyes and see, and hear the words of Zechanirib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of this land, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word that the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel. By thy messengers thou hast reproached the Lord, and hast said, With the multitude of my chariots I am come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the lodgings of his borders, and into the forest of his Carmel. I have digged and drunk strange waters, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass, that thou shouldest be to lay waste fenced cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore, their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. Because thy rage against me, and thy tumult is come up into mine ears, therefore I will put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. And this shall, not maybe, not suppose, but shall be a sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, And in the second year that which springeth of the same. And in the third year sow ye, and reap and plant vineyards, and eat the fruits thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward, and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose carefully early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went in return and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer, his sons, smote him with the sword, his sons. And they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. Continuing with chapter 20 of 2 Kings. In those days was Hezekiah sick until death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and the city out of the hand of King Assyria. And I will defend the city for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? One for the Father, one for Jesus, and one for the Holy Spirit. And Isaiah said, This sign shall thou have of the Lord. The Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, no, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. At that time, Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine hands or house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons thou shalt issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away? And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord, which thou hast spoken. And he said, It is not good, if peace and truth be in my days. And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit, and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And our last verse of this discussion and read along. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. So now Manasseh is the new king, and we'll learn about him in chapter 21. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead if you feel led. Read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen. To the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received and heard and see in me and see me do. And the God of peace shall be with you.